The name Yehudi, the name that all Jews go by, Yehudim, contains Hashem's name, Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, right? It has the most of the name is made up of Hashem's name, as we explained, because that's our national identity. As people who live in the USA are called Americans, Jews, their national identity is people of Hashem, or Yehudim. But what's the Dalet? What role does the Dalet play in our name? So Dalet, the word itself, the when we spell out the letter Dalet, it means poor, someone who doesn't have anything of his own. And the concept of poor in this case doesn't mean destitute and someone who's sad and downtrodden, but it rather means someone who's fit to receive. So use it as a mashal, a mirror, right? A mirror is something which I guess would be well described as an item which has no personal identity. It's penniless as far as objects go. It doesn't have its own identity at all. All it really does is reflect others. When you look at a box, you see a box and it has a name and it has an identity and it has a purpose which gives us information about itself. But when you look at a mirror, you only see yourself. You see the world behind you, but you don't actually see the mirror, figuratively speaking. So that's a concept of dalus. That's a concept of being poor, of not having anything of your own, yet at the same time, because you don't have anything of your own, you're the most worthy of reflecting others. Another mashal for this is the moon. It doesn't have light of its own. It only reflects the light of the sun. So being that what we actually see of the moon is the light of the sun, in essence, we're not seeing the moon, we're just seeing sunlight. And that renders the moon a dal, a pauper. You can't even really see it. But on the other hand, the moon or mirror has the wondrous ability to bring other amazing things into view. They can reflect in light of the sun and thereby illuminate a whole world. So that property of being able to reflect and contain the light of others is actually a very, very powerful property. And that's precisely what a Jew, a Yehudi, is. True Jews reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Hashem's dominion, through Malchus Shemayim. He rules over us and he unites all Jews to be a nation of Yehudim. And each one of us is a Dalet, a vessel through which one can hopefully see Hashem, because we are meant to be a mirror who reflects Malchus Shemayim. When you look at a Jew, you should see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence upon him. That's true Kiddush Hashem. And this is why Yehuda, of all the Shvatim, was the one most suited for Malchus, because he was truly, totally, and fully a vessel for Malchus Shemayim. He didn't encompass his own identity at all. He just lived to reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, and therefore he was suitable to be a king. The Pasuk says of all Jews, V'yikvro kol amei ha'aretz, all the nations of the world will see, ki shem Hashem nikra alacha, the name of Hashem is called upon you, is written upon you, so to speak, and therefore yaru mimecha, they'll fear us. This is the concept of Malchus as we explained. Just as an American citizen carries the name of the United States government and therefore is protected and empowered by it, and he can go to a third world country and hopefully hope that his status as an American citizen will protect him and they won't attack him for fear of reprisal from the United States. And a British citizen carries the protection of the English government and the Queen. Likewise, every Jew carries Hashem's name upon himself. And if he does that truly, it is his identity and name as a citizen and subject of Hashem, and that will carry with it the protection and fear of Hashem, as true tzaddikim carried upon them when they wore their tefillin, which is what this pasuk is really referring to. It struck fear in the hearts of others because they shone with the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. A true Jew has the Yehuda, the name of Hashem, written all over him, and that inspires the awe that should come along with the presence of Malchus Shemayim, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world.